Count remains a ball and two strikes to Taylor Smith. Skipper comes home. Strike three, call. Fastball on the inside corner. Two outs.
All right, Carson, come on in here. Three innings of strong work in relief. Looked like you were really in a groove for the second straight time out there. Just talk to us about how you felt on the mound.
Felt good. Felt like everything was coming out good. Was able to land the breaking ball early in the count, which was big. You know, letting the defense play behind me always and just kind of letting them do their thing and help me out.
Take us through a little more of the feeling. Do you feel pressure? Do you feel responsibility? Kind of describe what is on your shoulders. These last couple of games, you've been out there for longer relief outings at the end of ball games. So what are you feeling when you're out there?
Just giving my team a chance to win, going one out at a time, one hitter at a time. Just let my guys play behind me and let them swing the sticks like I know they can.
It's an important series for both teams. They're battling right down to the very end. Alejo hits the home run in the ninth. What kind of mindset do you have to be able to come back after that, finish the job?
Same thing. Just let my team do their thing behind me and kind of do whatever I can to help my team win.
Good work out there tonight, Carson. Thank you for the visit. War Eagle.
Wind in the 1-2. Rankin swings and drives one into left with some carry at the track. That is gone off the scoreboard in left center field. Seventh home run of the year for Rankin Woolley, and Auburn breaks on top.
We'll go to Rankin Woolley. Got the scoring started for Auburn with the home run in the first inning and came around to score a pretty important run in this ball game late. Rankin, just talk to us about being in this tight game when it's the start of a really important series.
Yeah, you know, it came down to the little things tonight. Steven getting that bunt down, that was huge. And, you know, and they tried to throw it a second. I got some wheels, so, you know, I made it there safe. But, you know, then we had some guys with some good at-bats late. I thought that ball hit Farkey's foot. But, you know, you could debate that all night. And then Ryan Dial is a great at-bat. Works it full and takes the walk and run over here and touch home. And turns out to be a major run in the game. So that was fun, and the atmosphere tonight was awesome.
Take us through the home run in the first inning. What did you see?
Yeah, so I knew that I liked to pitch inside. They kind of did that the first time we played them in Round Rock. And, you know, he threw me some good fastballs early. I took that breaking ball down, and I kind of had a feeling they were going to come back in with a heater. Got the head out. I wasn't really sure how far it was going to go. I kind of was looking at the outfielders, and, you know, luckily got that one out of the ballpark and get us up, you know, 1-0.
400 feet to be precise about that one. We know you like precision. All right, talk to us about the mindset now. You get game one, maybe the most important game of the year tonight, and now because you get the win, tomorrow becomes maybe the most important game. What's the mindset got to be as you turn around to tomorrow?
Yeah, for us, I mean, you know, the next game's the biggest one for us. You know, that's all we can control is the next game, and that's what we're looking forward to. You know, pressure's on them as far as, you know, the series is concerned. You know, their back's against the wall. They've got to win. They're, you know, pressing. They're, you know, probably going to, you know, go over that in talks tomorrow and tonight. You know, for us, we just got to come out here and play baseball, just like we know how. You know, we're in game whatever it is, late in the season. And, you know, it's going to come down to little things again. Hopefully we get some good pitching, good hitting. And I'm excited. Good atmosphere again, hopefully.
No doubt about it. Rankin, congratulations. Thanks for the time. War Eagle.
Yeah, War Eagle, thanks.
5-4 Auburn, top of the ninth. Two outs, nobody on for Texas A&M. Pinch hitter Logan Britt at the plate with a 3-2 count. Here comes the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball to the left side. Bliss fields and throws. He's out, and Auburn wins. Carson Skipper gets the win. Auburn gets the win. And the Tigers and A&M are now tied for the final spot in the SEC tournament. Final score tonight, Auburn 5, Texas A&M 4.
Coach, you got some early offense and you got some late offense, and you got steady pitching. You got a battler in Jack Owen, and that's what he does. And then Gonzalez and Skipper close it out so well for you.
Yeah, I'll start with pitching. Jack scared me to death, you know, but he finds a way out of the first with second and third, and then, you know, they're there. He's just not making his pitches, and it's a misfire. He's fighting himself a little bit, so they scored three there over the second and third innings, but I thought the veteran kicked in to be able to get you a scoreless fourth and a scoreless fifth. And then Gonzalez, I think he's just earning some credit with Tim and coming there in that sixth inning there and got beneath. And then here come that lefty part of the lineup, and Skipper came in. And much like he did for us, I guess, the game three against LSU, he picked up where he left off from last weekend. And, man, he gave us a chance. I thought the eighth inning was good. He really threw some nice breaking balls. And, of course, this is the SEC, so every one of these games feel exactly the same when we're playing a tight, competitive game. And we needed that fifth run. They hit a home run, and we left Frizzell on deck. I think that's another huge key in this ball game, that arguably the hottest hitter in America was left right there on deck. So, and then Rankin hitting the home run in the first, I thought was huge. And, you know, Bliss hits a home run. He also gets a sac fly. And during Gonzalez's inning, Ryan Bliss made two incredible plays on chopper and balls, and then, of course, made the last one there to finish a game.
They had a really good approach at the plate tonight. It makes what you guys did from the mound even more impressive. They went the other way often. They were patient at the plate. This is a good hitting Texas A&M team you had to deal with tonight.
Yeah, especially on Jack. I feel like they had him wrapped up. If you're here at the game or if you're watching it on TV, it was the fastball being shot the other way. They had a couple over Tyler Miller's head, but the fastball was definitely directed that way. And then the home run there with two outs was some type of off-speed, whether it's the slider or the change-up cut or something off-speed. So the off-speed stuff was getting to the pull side with right-handers, and the fastball were being shot the other way. So a really good approach by A&M.
Talk all the time about the importance of leadoff base runners and bringing them home, and you're able to do that in both the seventh and eighth innings tonight. Pretty critical.
Yeah, we played baseball. Got a couple of bunts down. We actually had first and second, nobody out, trying to get a third one down with Brody there and didn't execute it, but wound up getting in position, getting the bases loaded, had a walk, I think. I thought Rondell had a really good at bat. I thought he had a couple of tough calls where he really couldn't do much with the pitch, whether it's a ball or strike. I'm not here to argue that, but he wound up working a walk for that fifth run. So to me, that's just as good of an at bat as, you know, delivering on a hit in that situation.
And now you have an opportunity to come out tomorrow and earn a series win.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. I mean, and we haven't hid from it. We've advertised it. We've told our fans. We've told everybody, our players, we know. And, you know, nothing's secured. But, man, if you really want to win a series, winning the first one is a huge step.
Thank you very much for the visit, Coach. Congratulations. War Eagle.
War Eagle.